You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If you recall, the topic was, is there a concept of an era of Minchas Torah? And the Minchas Chinuch's thesis was there is, based on the fact that Reb Meir and Rabbi Akiva hold that Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, and it doesn't seem that anyone argues on the concept of Erev. This seems to imply that even if Alpayim Amma is Doraisa, an Erev will take effect, proving that the concept of Erev is Min HaTorah. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch transfers that to the Shitas HaRambam, that holds Yud Beis Mil or Gimel Parsois is Doraisa, and therefore, even according to the Rambam, an Erev would work on the Issur Doraisa of Gimel Parsois or Yud Beis Mil. So now he's bringing a riot from Rashi and Yuma. Vayein Yuma Samach Vavam Beis. Damrinan Shom, the Gemara there says, Iti Avfilo B'Shabbos. Pasuk says, this is talking about the Sar HaMishaleach. The Mishayas there are dealing with the idea of sending out the Sar HaMishaleach into the desert and then throwing it over the mountain, which is Dechiyaso Latzuk. And it would go off the mountain and break, and it says it would then be turned into a Varim Evarim. The animal would be thrown off the cliff and break up into different body parts. So the Mishnah, Samach Vavim and Aleph, says, Hakol Ksherim L'Shloyach Es HaSoir. There's no particular requirement. Everyone is kosher to go ahead and to take it and accompany it and to guide it to the desert and throw it off the cliff. So the Gemara says, how do you do this? Because the lashon used in the Torah is, I think, Vayashalach Vayashochu Biyad Ish Iti.
Vashilach Biyad Ish Iti.
Vashilach Biyad Ish Iti. You should send off the Sar HaMishaleach in the hand of Ish Iti. So the Gemara is Darish Ish. Ish Afilu Zah. Then it's Darish Iti, which Rashi says is like Moado, ace, in its time, meaning Afilu B'Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, Afilu B'Tumo, even if the man taking it out is Tame, or becomes Tame. So the Gemara wants to know, what do you mean Afilu B'Shabbos? L'mai Hilchasa, concerning what scenario would you say that there's a Dechiyah Shabbos? The Gemara ends up saying, you know what? I'll tell you what the scenario is. The animal gets weak or sick, and you have to put the animal on your shoulder. So Markevo Aksefai would be an Isser Doraisa of Mavir and of Hotzah. Therefore, I need a Pasuk Iti Afilo B'Shabbos, the Gemara says, as a Rabu, so that you can be Mechal of Shabbos even with the Isser of Hotzah. Then the Gemara, by the way, says, Amar Rafram, this is a side point, Rafram says, Zosom is Ein Erev VeHotzah L'Yom HaKippurim, Aval Yesh Erev VeHotzah L'Shabbos. So if every Yom Kippur had with it the event, Isser Hotzah in it, then it would not be something special about Shabbos. Therefore, Rafram says, this halacha teaches us that on Shabbos there's a particular problem of Hotzah that does not exist on a regular Yom Kippur, and that particular problem of Hotzah on Shabbos is Nidcha because of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaSoir, and that's what E.T. comes to teach us. E.T. Afilu B'Shabbos. Shai, as a side point, you and I had a bit of a disagreement. What does it mean, Ein Erev V'Hotzah, B'Yom HaKippurim? I felt it meant, Ein Erev Chatzeras, and you weren't so sure. But if you look at the Gemara on Samach Vavam Beis, and you look at Rashi, it's very clear that Erev is, like I said, Erev Chatzeras. And Rashi says, Dei Nispa,
That's only Drabonim. What do you mean? That's Drabonim.
So you look at Rashi there. Rashi says that it means that there is no idea of Erevin on Yom Kippur, because since there is no problem of Hatzot to begin with, there was no need ever to be Metakein Erev Chatzeres. And it's really just a statement. Not that it's coming to Mekadesh anyway, it says Kidei Nispa. That it just goes along with the phrase, Ein Erev Hatzot B'Yom HaKippurim. But it's not referring to Erev Tchumen. It's referring to Erev Chatzeres. Let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch of Perish Rashi. Rashi there is bothered by a problem. The E Mishum, why don't you say Itiyatzilu B'Shabbos, is coming for Dechias Isser Tchumen. The answer, Rashi says, Ha Tchumen Derabanan, Ayein Shon. So it's very interesting. Rashi opens up or brings up the question of why didn't the Gemara say Lamai Hilchasa to be Doiche, the Isser of Tchumen? The guy's got to leave Yerushalayim, go out into the desert. And that may entail being over the Isser Tchumen. So why doesn't the Gemara say that's what it means, Afilu B'Shabbos, Lamai Hilchasa? What does the Gemara have to come on to Markivok Seifai? So Rashi says it's because Tchumim is only Derabanan, and you wouldn't need a Pasuk in the Torah unless you're talking about being Daiche or the Issa Deraisa being Nidche. The Minchas Chinuch says, L'chaira Afilu Tchumim right Deraisa. Even if Tchumim is Deraisa, according to the Minchas Chinuch's thesis, still not be the reason for the limud, for the rabusa of Dechias Shabbos. Why? Because Mikol Makom, even if Tchum is Doraisa, Heach Kosva HaTorah, why would the Torah, even if Tchum is Doraisa, need a rabusa that Afilu B'Shabbos? The harabusa, the rabusa is coming to tell you a din of Dechias Shabbos, the Mechalim Shabbos B'Tchum. Hamavur would not need a din of the Chir Shabbos by Tchumim. Why? Because the Gemara says the Mirushalayim the Ad Hatzuk Yud Beis Mil. Because the journey from Yerushalayim to Tzuk was just the amount that was Yud Beis Mil. And if it was a bit further, according to his thesis, not have an Yitzharaisa. You can take a Tchum. Meaning, since according to the Minchas Chinuch's thesis, it's possible, even on a Doraisa level, to extend the Gimel Parsois to Shesh Parsois, Ayadei Tchum, then even if Tchumim's Doraisa, I still would need the Rabusa of Iti Afilu B'Shabbos for something other than Tchumim. The Imkein Minhat Torah Yuchol La'arek, the Yuchol Leilech Sheish Parsois. According to what the Minchas Chinuch said earlier, if Erev Mahani Midaraisa, I can go as far as Sheish Parsois. So I would definitely not need Iti Afilu B'Shabbos for Tchumen, because I can extend it to six Parsois.
Right. What's this kasha? I mean, the Gemara is talking about probably a case where the animal got sick on Yom Kippur. You didn't have time to make the error before Yom Kippur. You can't make an error on Yom Kippur.
Second, Kamosha Kasavnu, the Midoraisa Mahani Erev. No, you're not understanding. The Gemara says that I need Aiti Afilu B'Shabbos for right. What? Afilu B'Shabbos for Marko Al-Kasefai. Mm-hmm. Rashi entertains the question, why did the Gemara come to Markev Al-Kasefai? Why didn't the Gemara say, I need Iti Afilu B'Shabbos to teach me that Shiluach HaSa'ir is Doiche Isser Tchumen?
Right.
Rashi says, because Isser Tchumen is Midorabana.
Right.
He says, wonders, even if Tchumen is an Isser Doraisa, the Pasuk is still superfluous. Because if Tchumim is Isra Doraisa, I can extend Midoraisa, my Tchum to Sheish Parsois.
Not if the animal got sick that's assuming that you knew that you're going to need it, and Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, you made the Erev. You can't make an Erev on Shabbos.
Hotzah with Chumim. Markeva Akseifai is Hotzah. And Mavrim Amos Mishus HaRabim. Or Mavrim Mishus HaYarabim. But Chumim is separate. Meaning, what do I have to come on to Markeva Akseifai? Why don't I just say afiti afilo b'shabbos? Because it's a separate problem that even if the animal does not get sick, I will transverse taking the animal into the midbar more than the I'm allowed midine tchum doraisa. So he says if erev works midoraisa, then I could not have even entertained tchumim. So why does Rashi need and is forced to say Chumim is the Rabbanon? Even if Chumim is the Raisa, I still would not have a problem with Chilul Shabbos. I can make the Yud Beis Mil extended another Yud Beis Mil. So he says Pashit. He says something here with Pashit, and he says Zeh Pashit at the end also. Ach be'emes dahayim mizdamin kach. It just so happens that the distance from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk was Yud Beis Mil. But it doesn't mean it has to be Yud Beis Mil. It means that the Tzuk could be 6-7 parsos away. The Haya HaTzuk Samach Yerushalayim Shosh Parsos. Just happened to be that was the fact. But, Aval, but in truth, Ein Kepeda, we're not makbid that the tzuk has to be that close. Meaning the tzuk could have been 6 parsois, 7 parsois, 9 parsois, 10. It could have been well beyond my ability to extend the tchum with an erev. Therefore, he says Rashi has to say tchumim d'rabbanon, because in theory, the Gemara could have said, iti afilo b'shabbos l'rabbois tchumim. Because even though practically the tzuk was only Yud Beis Mil, Gimel Parsos from Yerushalayim, in truth, the tzuk could be much further away. And if that's the case, then it would be an Isser Tchumim Doraisa that I would be Daicha. Therefore, Rashi has to come on to Tchumim Derabana. Avol Ein Kepeda Im, right? Im haya right berichuk yaiser mishesh parsois. Really, it could be that the tzuk could be much further. Not only that, he says perhaps that was the case in Shiloh, because the Gemara only gives you a measurement of how far the tzuk, the cliff, was from Yerushalayim, and perhaps v'chein b'Shiloh efser. It could be haya rach like right. Maybe in Shiloh was much further. And if it's much further beyond Shesh Parsois, even with an Erev, I could not reach it. And therefore, I would need a Rabusa to teach me Tchumen. Therefore, Rashi once again has to say Tchumen the Rabbanah. V'shaper kosva ha-taira afilu b'makam she'eno yochala arev. Therefore, it would have been, the Torah could have said that I need iti afilu b'shabbos even in a place that does not, is not permitted vis-a-vis an Erev. I still should be able to go ahead and be doiche it based on iti afilu b'shabbos. Doiche shabbos.
You come up with an interesting thing over here, because why the Midrash is going to also say,
Al Kain Perish Rashi the Tchumim Have Rak Midorabana. Very good. Yes, what do you want to say, Shai? Sorry.
Based on the discussion, the paragraph before, what we discussed last week, the Mitzvah says, now that Midorabana and it's usher to go more than Alpayim Amo, if you would make an Erev a little bit before 3 parsos, is that a good Erev, or it's like your Erev is Nisra for Ovid because you can't really get there? So now, in a weird way, maybe you can say that, yes, once Chazal knew that, of course, they made it that you can't go past Alpayim Amo, now they can darshan iti. It's like the Torah foreshadowed that there's going to be an Israel Paim Amo, and now you need the Riboy that of for because Tchumen is Doraisa, and if the Tzuk is four parsois away, you're still going to have a problem because on the Tzad of the Mincha Sinuch that you're not going to be able to make.
But we're dancing the Raisas over here. We're dancing the Raisas. Yeah. What are you bringing in a Drabonon over here? Yeah.
But no, but once there is that then the Drabonon, now it's a Doraisa.
I understand that, but this is a Drush. This is a Drush of the Doraisa.
Okay, so that's why I said it's a bit of a weird thing, but maybe Chazal, you know, that they're darshaning Iti, you know, because of practically the way the situation is now. They're darshaning it that way.
But can I ask, according to the Rambam, the Gemara's a little bit smart. Why the Gemara gives a case of carrying? Because Rambam does hold this Doraisa. And he holds everybody holds this Doraisa 12 mil. So why is the Gemara giving this example?
Okay, very good. Excellent. So that's a great introduction into the Maritz Chias that I went ahead and I copied and distributed to everybody.
Why can't the Gemara be given an example in all years where the Tzuk is not 12 mil away, and then it's not going
to
be a problem?
Well, you need the drosha for where the Tzuk is for
it. Well, it's better to make a drosha for something which is always applicable than something which might be applicable, might not
All right. But that would be a darker case. Yeah, could be.
But that's what the
Gemara wants to give a case that always
needs. Yeah.
And we really could have written Tchumen. Because we're not limited to Yud Beis Mil. The Tzuk could have been, in theory, much further, and maybe it actually was much further in other times in history. Therefore, Rashi is forced into saying Tchumim Derabona. Because for Tchumim Doraisa, the Pasuk could have been applicable. Because in theory, you can have the Tzuk being much further.
Can I ask you, I'm sorry, one more thing. Maybe it's not applicable for Tchumen, because even if Tchumen, why couldn't Rashi say, even if Tchumen is the Raisa, but that wouldn't be a problem. I wouldn't need a Rashi. I would say, the Chalisa,
Okay, you and Svi are Mechavin to the Maritz Chias, both of you, and to the Pite Mincha's discussion of this. So let's look at the Maritz Chias. It's based on the page that I gave out. And it should be the first piece on Samach Vav Amud Beis. Everyone have it?
I want to answer on that question. We're talking about Shabbos. And Shabbos is
Tchumen is only allowed.
Everyone's got to... Guys, got to stop it. We got to read the Maritz Chias.
Okay.
The Maritz Chias and the Pite Mincha... We will entertain all of these issues and all of these questions, okay? So if someone could please read the Maritz Chias for me. I don't have it in front of me.
Avrami?
Avrami's with us?
Yes, he is.
You have the Maritz Chias?
Avrami, you're on mute. Okay, I'll read. He's on mute. All right, I'll read.
Okay, I'm off mute. All right.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
We need to hear that mellifluous voice. Go ahead.
Thank you.
But no singing. Okay, go ahead.
Iti b'mezumen, iti b'shabbos, iti b'tumo.
Okay, so that's the Gemara. Gemara. The Gemara says mezumen, that it has to be prepared beforehand.
Okay.
Also, afilu b'shabbos, like we said, even if there's a problem of chilul Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos, afilu b'tumo. Even if he becomes nitma on the way, it's derechatuma. Okay, go ahead.
Ayin shaylus chuvus shagas arayusim and ayin mashaherech bozeh uleinyan mashahiksha leharambam the svirale tuchumin yud beis milin diaraiso imkain hoyuk like she said
right
like she's question yeah mashaherech shagas araya imkain hoyuk kan iser tuchumin so there would be an iser tuchumin. V'chein hiksha, hare hoya kan iser mechamer. The Venus mechamer, why? What was it carrying?
In other words, you have the animal and he's leading the animal to the tzuk. Somehow utilizing or leading the animal is an iser mechamer. For someone to lead an animal, direct an animal is mechamer.
That's only if it's doing a malacha, if it's carrying something. Was it carrying the tablet between its horns?
It had the cellar there. Maybe it had the rock.
That had that lottery, Lazazel, maybe.
Right.
Ulam ha'emes debetchumen ubemachamer de'eno rak lav greda bevadai loitzrichin kra l'rabbis afilu b'shabbos debevadai amrinan osi esay v'doichalos asay ve'ein chilek bein shabbos v'yom kippur v'af al gav. The Bishabas Ikalachol Malacha Gamkein Isser Asay, Mikom Mokaim, Chidesh Lanu Haritva Perakama, Bishem Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gabe Lav, the Machamro Tchumen, the Leka Rak Lav Luchud, the Nishtanu Mishari Malacha Shabbos, Imkein Loinemar Asay, the Shabbos Shabbos and Aleim, Ayin Sham. Mashainkin Bhaitza, the ikachi of misa below shaykh asi asay bedochalos asay kamarashas da ashmiinan chala makiva oksefo b'chidushi harachti ma'od.
Interesting. So first of all, he quotes Rabbi Shlomo Rashba that we did. And Shai pointed out, you see that the Rashba had another Rebbe besides the Ramban. And here we find out who the mystery Rebbe is. It's Rabbeinu Yaina. So the Rashba said in the name of Rabbeinu Yaina that something.
He says it's the ritual. He says the ritual b'shem Rabbeinu Yaina.
Okay, it's a Rashba and Ritva, yeah. The Pinchas Chinuch brings it down as Rabbo Shel Rashba. So you know Rashbas and Ritvas, like on Sukkah, they got confused. Who's the Rashba, who's the Ritva? So I'm not sure. Unless the Ritva and Rashba both quote their Rabbeim. But I've seen that the Rashba's Rebbe, but he says Rabbo Shel Rashba is also Rabbeinu Yaina. Anyway, the point is, like we learned at the very outset of this mitzvah, that chumen may only be a lav of al yetzeh and not have with it a corresponding aseh. Therefore, there is no problem of ein aseh, doche lo saseh ve'aseh, but you should just say, let the aseh of sor hamishtalech be doche, right, the lo saseh of chumen or mechamer. Therefore the Rambam, who cannot answer, Rashi answers, Tchumim Derabanan, would have this problem. But the Maariv Tzchiya said the Rambam will counter and say, you know what? It cannot have mentioned Tchumim, even though Tchumim's Doraisa, the Rambam would say. Because then I could just say, Aseh Dochavos Aseh. And I wouldn't need the Pasuk of Itia Afilu B'Shabbos for Dechiya Shabbos. So that's the Maariv Tzchiya. So Tzvi, did that answer all your issues?
Right.
That's mamish the discussion you all were having, correct?
Right.
Now it's Sharon Rashi.
Yes, correct. That's what I wanted to ask too. Now you have a problem. Rashi doesn't have to say it's the Darabona.
Right. No, so obviously Rashi is not going to hold.
Rashi's like on the other side, Rashi. On the other issue.
Very good. He holds, you don't say.
Okay,
want to get fancy? Now you can get fancy on what does Rashi hold versus the Rambam with another very interesting discussion in the Pitei Mincha. Does someone have Pitei Mincha or Izvav, that copy I made last week? Anyone have Pitei Izvav?
It's easier to say that Rashi argues on the Rabbeinu Yoina in this regard. Right. He would hold exactly. That it's an essay and a los essay. Yes.
Right. Okay, that's one possibility, but let's get fancy. Week, Aizvav.
Burma, you have it?
Not handy.
Okay, I'll read it. Fine.
Okay, go ahead.
The Mincha is Chenach Hevi Dibre Rashi B'Yuma Samach Vav D'lo B'Inon Ite Afilu B'Shabbos Lahatir Tchumen, the Tchumen de Merabonon. The Lule Divrei Rashi, Zal Yeshlemer, the Kivan de Betchumen, Iker Rak La Vele Asay. In Kane, the Shilach Vyad Ishiti, Yeshba Mishum, Mitzvah Bekium, Din Sar Mishaleach, Shadina Nigmar Betchiel Tzuk. Should I skip the brackets?
No, Herani, he quotes somebody who told Mar Tzchias, no?
Herani Echel de Mehe Yeshiva. Moshe Turk, shekvar nisore lekach bechidushim arab tzchias. Fine.
Very nice. So that's the matzchias I showed you. By the way, does the Rav know who Moshe Turk is?
Yeah, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in across from in Eretz Tyre, basically.
Very nice. Very impressive. You know this matzchias. Very nice.
The ein hashtiluach she'ad hatchia rak hechsher bilvad.
So he's bringing up the question that everyone should have brought up. Yeah, say it's not be'idna. The mitzvah is the chiyasa letzok, and you're talking about walking beyond the tchum before you push it over. So I understand the chiyasa letzok is the asay, but everything up to the chiyasa letzok would only be hechsher mitzvah, correct? And since when is hechsher mitzvah? So Rav Gifter raises this problem, and he has two very interesting possibilities. Go ahead. Even though it's a hechsher mitzvah,
his first thought is that it's not a hechsher. His first thought is that the shiluach itself is part of the asay.
Right, okay.
Ain't a shiluach rak hechsher b'vad.
Carrying is also part of the
answer. That would be indicated by Iti. Iti tells you that it has to be prepared. Why? Because the whole walking, the whole getting there.
All right. The first side is that it's not a heksher. It's part of the mitzvah itself.
But the Gemara says carrying. That's no different. Carrying's also a heksher.
Right. So that's what the Iti tells you.
The Gemara clearly holds that. It is not called the hechsher mitzvah; it's part of the mitzvah.
Why?
Because the Gemara says you could carry.
The Gemara is not dealing with asay to the chalos asay. The Gemara is saying that
the problem. Yes, it is. It is.
No, it's not.
Why not? You have to carry it. Don't you have to carry it? The Gemara is saying you can carry it. What's in you? Why would you be able to carry it? Because it says eating.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's the grosha. You're allowed to carry it.
Okay.
We're asking on Rashi, why did Rashi have to say that it's the Rabbanon?
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's the Raisa, I said the Chalos, I said because it's Chumen, but carrying is a Malacha. Okay, so one side is, like everyone said, that it's not a Heksher. So you have the same problem, like the Maratzki said, that I say the Shemidah Chalos, I say. But Oda, if you have a Rak Heksher mitzvah, even if it is a Heksher mitzvah, הרי כבר הוכיח הנציב מסוגד פרק השילוח הכאן, דמייסה הכשר, אשר חיובה מפורש בקרוא, יש בו יותר הסחיב מצווה סעשי, ודוח חילולה סעשי.
Beautiful.
Does anyone know where this נציב is? I happen to have been speaking with Rabbi Brown last night, and he says he never heard this נציב, and it's a big chiddush. Does anyone know where this Netziv is? Any ideas?
I guess you can look at the Merome Sodon and Perik Shiluach HaKan. Maybe it's there.
Tell me again, what does the Netziv say?
Any time a mitzvah is Mefurish Bekra, the Hechsher mitzvah is also Dochel Los HaSeh.
Does it mean that Hechsher mitzvah is
Hasei,
or it's not called Hechsher mitzvah? It's called part of the mitzvah.
No. You'll see that Rav Gifter understands that that's not the case. Because Rav Gifter continues and says, the other possibility is that the mitzvah is not limited to the Chiyas Letzuk. But the whole process and the whole procedure and the whole parade with the Sora Mishalech from the time of the Geirel up until the Chiyas.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
By Shiluach HaKein, what is the mitzvah? Is it the Shalech to Shalach HaSeim or the Asabonim Tikach Lach? When are you Makayim the mitzvah? Are you Makayim it with the Shiluach HaEim or are you Makayim it with the Makicha Sabonim? So I would just extrapolate to seemingly that the Ikra mitzvah is the Lakicha Sabonim. And the way that you do that is by the Hechsher mitzvah Shalicha Sa'im. Nevertheless, the Netziv reckons that as part and parcel, or that Hechsher, which is Mufurish Bikra, shalech to shalach, just like here, v'shilach b'yad ish iti, even though that's merely the hechsher, but that also will be doch lo sase. And evidently it becomes apparent in that slugin shkoch hakim.
Right, okay, and later, and let's finish the piece.
Just finish the page, please.
Okay, v'ochen amizid nidon. V'ayin ulefiz hechshelon shitas harambam, v'hech yishavahi d'yuma, v'im lav...
Point to Rambam, we've got a big problem here, correct?
V'im lefid arkeinu harei tikshelon ha-mishnah d'rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure what he's referring to.
Go ahead.
Do we finish it off? So that's the other side. That it's not a hechsher.
In the name of the grits, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Now, the reason I did not make a copy the next page to turn it over is because basically Rav Gifta goes on a tangent concerning this issue. What is the mitzvah of Sarah Mishtaleach? Is it only Dechiyasu Betzuk, or is it one long Hemshech HaMitzvah from the time of the Shiluach up until Dechiyasu Betzuk?
The Pella is, Rav Chaim, there's no place Mefurish Bekra, this whole union of Dechiyasu Betzuk. All it says is V'shilach B'yad Ish Iti Amid Barah. It doesn't even say the Iker Mitzvah of Dechiyasu Betzuk. Where's that assay? Shai, is that written anywhere? All it says is Vishilach Biyat Yeshiti Hamid Bara. That's all it says. What do we even learn out the Chiyalitzuk from?
Okay, so are you strengthening the Tziv? Or you saying
I'm strengthening Rav Chaim Brisker. I mean Avada, that has to be the mitzvah. I mean
that's
the only thing that's Mefurish Bakra. That's the only thing that's Mefurish Bakra.
I'll tell you something very interesting. So on the other page that I did not make a copy of, Gifter says one of the riots that the Brisker Rav brings for Reb Chaim is the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol sends off the Sora Mishtaleach and he has to remain in the Azara until he is given notification that they've reached the Midbar. Once he is given notification they've reached the Midbar, he can then proceed to the Ezra's Nashim and do Kriya Satira. So the Brisker Rav says, what's Midbar? What does that have to do with anything? Evidently, the mitzvah has a kiyum even before Dechiyasu Letzuk. So Rav Gifter begs to differ, and he says the fact that there's a heter for the Kayin to go and read Kriya Satira does not necessarily mean that the mitzvah has been completed. It just might be a prod in the Seder HaAvaida. So I'm just telling you that Rav Gifter raises this very interesting chakira of how could it be that Aseh Dochalos Aseh here? Is it based on the Netziv Chiddush of Hechsher Mitzvah? Or is this an interesting idea that the whole Shiluach, the whole process of Shiluach is good for the Mitzvah from beginning to end? And it culminates in Dechiyasu Letzuk. So if you want to get fancy, maybe that's the Machloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is continuous. It's a process. Therefore, I could have Aseh Doch Halos Aseh. Right? But according to Rashi, it's only the end, the Chiyasu Letzuk, and therefore there's no Aseh Doch Halos Aseh, and therefore Rashi needs to come on to Tchumim Derabona.
Avrami, as to your question, it doesn't say Letzuk anywhere, obviously, but...
It says
at the end of the pasuk, V'shilach V'yad Ishiti HaMidbar, send them out towards the Midbar. Then the next pasuk is Venosa Asor Elov, that's called a Venosum El Eretz Gzeira. That's the Bibi Gadol. And then it says Vishilach Asor Bamidbor. Not Hamidboro. That Vishilach Asor Bamidbor is the actual throwing of the Sor in the Midbor. That's why did it say it again? It doesn't say Hamidbor. The first one is Hamidbor.
Right.
Send it towards the Midbor. The second one is send it in the Midbor.
So Eretz Gzeira, that's what we learn out the Chiyasu Letzuk.
No, I'm, that's you know, that's pashtus, I think, the meaning of the pasuk, I would say.
All right. Maybe. Go ahead.
But it is an interesting point. This is a very fascinating, I think, very esoteric chakira of what is mitzvah shiluach ha-so'ir. Is it just the chiyas matzuk, or is it the whole process? So this is a very interesting question to ask somebody who's a kachim expert.
Yep.
Any time a guy is collecting for a koilo that learns kachim, ask him this question. Okay, let's continue. So we finished that paragraph, and we did the ase docha lo sase, the shitas harambam, we did the maritzchias, which is fascinating, correct? And we did this issue of what is the mitzvah shiluach ha-soyer.
Yeah, just one last point. The Cheskuni on those words, v'shilach tasor ba'midbar, says dugma v'shilach es atzipar hachayo al pnei hasode by mitzera. So it's the same thing. Just like you throw the tzipar hachayo al pnei hasode, that's what it means over here. You throw the shilach, the sar mishaleach.
Throw it to the wind.
On a minute. Yeah. Okay.
Fascinating. Okay. Good. Can use ase. You can tie in ase dochalos. Have to say to every sugyan shas, right? Somehow it comes up like all the time. Okay, very good. Even though the minchas chinuch does not raise it at all, I'm just curious. When did the Maritz Chias live in terms of the minchas chinuch? Do you know?
He lived a little bit before, because Maritz Chias is a contemporary of the Chassam Sefer.
It's a little before, yeah.
This is like, you know, 20, 30 years before.
Interesting.
Make one little ha'ara.
Sure.
In the Havamina, where the Minchas Chinuch was asking, why would you need a pasuk to be matzah tchumen? L'chayra, you could just do an Erev tchumen, right? And because it's within Yud Beis Mil, or even if it's a little bit more, you could do an Erev. What kind of Erev tchumen would he have to do? It's a question for Tzvi Wilimowski. What kind of Erev Tchumen would he be proposing over here that he should do?
That's the conversation I had. It's before the Drabban, so we're not talking about anything.
No. Let's assume that is D'oraisa. Notice he was asking, what's
your problem? That he can't put food because it's Yom Kippur?
Yeah. Would Mazen Shtei Sudas work on Yom Kippur? Or would it have to be Erev Baraglav, Mamish?
So he can do Raglav. The second thing is that there's another drush, I believe, that the Ish Iti is allowed to eat if he needs to. If he does, he's allowed to eat. So he can have to prepare food for himself.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, but he only has the heter to eat if he cannot make the trip because he's weak.
Okay. So what? That's a good error still. He might need it.
The heter to eat.
I'm proposing that Mazen Shtei Sudas would not be a good Erev for this particular Erev Tchumen. You know, it would have to be an Erev Baraglav.
An Erev Baraglav, he would have to walk all the way back.
Yeah, and he'd have to walk all the way back, exactly. That's right.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, and in Shiloh, where it was very far, he seems that's a lot of walking. Okay.
I would think that he'd be able to eat. Gemara says that the people along the route set up food stations all the way along if he would need to eat. So it's obviously it was a common occurrence that the guy ate.
No, and what the Mishnah says, and it never happened once that he ate.
All right, but they set it up.
Yeah.
No, but maybe you're allowed to make the Erev just in case he gets sick.
Yeah.
Why can't I make an Erev just in case?
In case he gets sick. So you can make an Erev. He's establishing a thing.
So you think this scenario is better than a Yisrael who cannot make a Erev Tchumen with Truma? The Mishnah says that Truma is only a good Erev for a Kohen, but Truma is not a good Erev for a Yisrael. So you think because the E.T. could eat as a remedy or as a Siyua for him to complete the mitzvah, that's better than Yisrael with Truma, correct?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Yes.
But that was a very good aura of Rami. That was a chak.
Thank you.
Very good chak. What, by the way, what time is it?
10:20.
Okay, so we'll start the next paragraph, okay?
Yeah.
Iravin nun hayamid beis. The Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Yoshvei tzrifim modedim mipischei batehem. That, what does this mean? It means that if there is, Rashi explained there in Erevin, and that's the parak in Erevin that deals from which point in the city do you start measuring the Erev Tchumen. For instance, if there's a little island at the end of the city, and there's a house on that island, do I start measuring from the house on the island or from the edge of the city that is on dry land? There are all of these different questions. From where do I start measuring the tchum? So Rav Huna makes a statement that if the community is not a community of established homes, but it's a community of temporary housing, like it's a tent community, then I cannot rely on the other tents to say I'm part of a larger community. Normally in a city, I could be at one end of the city and walk to the other end of the city before I start counting my tchum. But here Rav Huna says, if I am in Yoshvei Tzrifim, if I am in temporary structures, the temporary structures are each all on their own, and they cannot combine to define or be considered to be one large city. So therefore, if I am in a tzrif, a temporary structure at the end of the city, I have to start counting from there to 2,000 amos, and I cannot rely on the rest of the community. So that's what Rav Huna wants to be mechadesh.
It's interesting because, I mean, the pasuk is al yetzei ish mimkomo, and we're talking about at the time right after, you know, Matan Torah in the Midbar, and everything there was temporary. They would get up and move all the time.
That's exactly what Rav Chisda asks him. Not exactly, but it's essentially what Rav Chisda is asking him. Masiv Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, is this correct? It says, Vayachinu al hayardin v'chule. There's a pasuk that says, describes exactly how the Jews camped. And based on the geographical points of where they camped, the Gemara derives Umachana Yisrael Tlosa Parse. Based on the fact that when they camped, their camp stretched from point A to point B, the Gemara concludes that their encampment was three parsos. Ved Tanya. And there's a brisa that says a very interesting halacha. Kishahein nifnin. When the people would need to relieve themselves, ein nifnin lo lifnehem velo litzidehem. They could not make a bathroom or dig a bathroom in front of them or towards their side. Why? Rashi explains, because you're not sure of the movement of the Anon. And since the movement of the Anon would entail the movement of the Aron at the front, if you made a what, if you went ahead and you dug a latrine in front of the Anon, then it could be that the Anon would have to transverse over it. And that would be a problem of the Anon and the Aron going over a latrine. Therefore, if you make a latrine or you relieve yourself, it can't be in front of the path of the Anon, below Litzideim, or to this side. Elul Acharehim. All bathrooms or latrines must be dug to the back of the path of the Anon. And Uperis Rashi. Rashi says, why is this a question on Rav Huna? Because Dilma Yelech Sham Ha'anon, correct? We're afraid the Anon might go there. Aval, however, la'achorav, if you have a latrine where the onan has already transversed and passed, lo chazer, the onan is not going to make a double take and go backwards. Lo chazer onan. Alma ha-mahalech, this means someone who's mahalech, barosh, right? Someone who is at the very front of the machaneh, if he has to relieve himself, he has to transverse the whole machaneh to make a latrine at the very end outside the path of the onan. And how far is that? That's la'achorav, and that's shalosh parsois. So, therefore, you see that you can go shalosh parsois within an encampment of tents. Meaning that where B'nai Yisrael camped in the Midbar, like Shai said, was equivalent to Yoshvei Tzrifin, was equivalent to an encampment of tents. And never.
That's different because that was their permanent encampment. There was no permanent housing nearby. Here we're talking about there's a permanent city.
I think that's what the Gemara answers. When the Gemara answers, Al Pi Hashem, you saw Al Pi Hashem Yachano. But nevertheless, the point is Rashi. Rashi is saying that you can go ahead. Let's finish Rashi. V'im monin lahem mipesach batehem. But if you would count the tachum, not from the full encampment, but from each individual tent, how could someone in the front of the encampment relieve himself on Shabbos? Eich what? Right? Eich yochol leilach sholosh parsois. Ad kan loshen Rashi b'shinui l'shoine. With a little, it's basically paraphrasing Rashi. V'hine l'chayra mekan. From here it seems to be what? Muchach detchumim deoraisa. Correct? This seems to indicate that tchumim is deoraisa. Correct? Why? The either rabbanon, because if tchumim was the rabbanon, lo kasha. Why would Rav Huna's halak be a problem? The akate lo gozer rabbanon. Why? How could you bring a raya from a maisa in the Torah to help define the din of tchumim? However, loymar de hakusha leman de soiver tchumim, right, min ha-toira. Unless you want to say this whole Gemara is going only according to the aman diomar tchumim's doraisa. Ein tzorech rashi lefaresh, correct? Hamahalech Barosh v'tzorich lachzor shalosh parsois. Why does Rashi seem to say it's only a problem for the person at the very front of the machaneh? Even if you're not at the very front of the machaneh, if tchumim is doraisa, anyone who has to travel more than 2,000 amos to get to the end of the onan would be in trouble. Why dafka only at the beginning of the encampment? Da'af ha-mahalech be'emtza o karav yaiser mikol makom heach yucho leilech, correct? Alpayim ama, if you hold alpayim ama, is the rice. The Rebbe Akiva, correct, the soiver, tchumim da oraisa, have alpayim ama da oraisa. Kimavur b'shas, correct? Rather, what does this seem to be? It seems to be Al-Kain Nirek-Tzas. Could you be more equivocal than that? Al-Kain, therefore it appears Tzas. Maybe that Rashi holds like this. The Das Rashi, the Tchumim Do'oraisa B'Sholosh Parsois. He wants to prove, right, Aliba de Kule Alma. So basically he wants to prove from this Rashi that tchumim doraisa is lakule alma if it's kimel persois, like the encampment in the midbar, like the shita of the Rambam, and like the shita of the Gaonim, kedas haRambam. This is what he wants to try to prove. correct?
Gimel Parasos and Yud Beis Mil is the same thing?
Yes. Okay, let's just finish this off. Ach kfar kasavti lekaman debalav hachi divrei rashi saisrin ahadodi. Says this is just one indication of Rashi, and we're not so sure that this is Shitas Rashi. Because he says, if you look at Chagiga Yedzayim at Beis, Perish the Tchumim Doraisa Sham, Gabe Ufanisa Vabaker Vahalachta Lahalecha. Correct? Ubiyuma Sham, Gabe Iti, Perish the Tchumim Dorabonim. In other words, we just had a Rashi quoted in Yuma, where Rashi says, Iti Afilo B'Shabbos cannot mean Tchumim, because Tchumim is Dorabonim. And now Rashi seems to indicate Tchumim's Doraisa. So there seems to be a problem. Ach kasha delefi ma right shekasavnu ein hochacha de efsher hamahalchim barosh richuk shalosh persois. Right, hayu mashalchin eruv l'sham. He says there's no raya because maybe the person who was at the very beginning of the Machina, I will say, in preparation of Shabbos, instead of cutting toilet paper, what am I going to do? I'm going to make an Eruv at the end of the Machina so I can transverse the Machina and I can then go out to relieve myself. L'shom be'eruv Shabbos. De'eruv do'raisa. Im kein hayu. Yechaylin leilech karav l'sheish parsois. So he's on ach be'emes lo kasha nehi de'b'shabes, right? Lo hayu yisrael holchen hayein besugya de'paletes b'shabes perek zayin pepe zayin amibay, sorry. But the Jewish people on Shabbos didn't need to relieve themselves.
All 40 years they didn't have to do it. I thought they never had to go to the bathroom.
That's correct. That's why it's called Lechem Evarim.
Lechem Avirim, yeah.
Yeah, right. So if that's the case, what is the Gemara talking about?
Well, so listen, so the Gemara said that's
the one you're talking about the animal.
So the Gemara says that it's Lechem Avirim. It was Nichlal and their Avirim, and they didn't have any waste. They were able to absorb all the food. So the Gemara asks, so why is there a mitzvah in Kiseitse of you should have a yosed b'machne? How could there be a mitzvah of a haya machne
kodesh?
Yes, you remember what the Gemara answers?
No.
Pagarim. There were guys with little stands going around selling regular food. Therefore, when the Arabs came with their food, or Tagarim came selling whatever they were selling their food, the Jews would eat that, and that would cause them to have to use the bathroom. That's the Gemara in Yuma.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Reb Chaim, I think I'm missing something very basic. A city, how big can a city be to carry from one end of the city to the other end of the city? Miles and miles. At the end of the city, right?
Yes.
Now, the Machne Yisrael that was given possibly they camped throughout the Gimel Parsa. The Tchum didn't stop till the end. So a person sitting in the front, he's going through the Machna. He's not going through no man's land. Then he's going out of the Tchum. The Tchum only begins at the other end in the back.
Correct, but that's why it's a question on Rav Huna. Rav Huna made a halacha, Yoshvei Tzrifim. People who live in non-permanent residences cannot consider it to be one large entity of a city. So Rav Chizkiah says, what are you talking about? The Machane Israel was a temporary encampment. The Machane Israel was all tents. And nevertheless, someone could transverse the full Gimel per size to relieve himself. So you see the Tchum does not start till the end of Machane Israel, and all of Machane Israel is considered to be one city. So that's Rav Chisda's question on Rav Huna.
Let me ask you, if it's a city of Tzrifim, is there such an entity? Didn't everybody have a tent?
Yoshvei Tzrifim, that's Rav Huna's halacha.
I'm saying, so that's where you understood. We have a city, and then there's an island. But if everybody lives in a tent, either we're all one city, or everybody's in a tzrif, even if he's in the middle.
Rav Huna says, Yoshvei Tzrifim. Any people, and Rashi explains, even if there's a whole group of people, but they're living in like grass huts, Rav Huna's opinion is, since it's not a permanent dwelling, you have to count your own tchum from your Pesach base site, and you can't rely on the community to transverse the community and then count your tchum.
The Nani covered were temporary. They were considered Tzrifim?
Question. Rav Chisda's question was, all the Jews in the Machane were living in tents. So you see, it is possible for tents to form a community. Not a question. Machane Yisrael is different because it says, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu. That based on the fact that we're traveling guided by Hashem, that defined them as a community. I'm surprised the Rav never gave this drasha. Become a community when we do go Al Pi Hashem. I've definitely heard this Musa Shmu somewhere.
The point is, it's considered permanent. The point of Tzrif is that people move from place to place, so there's no permanence. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, you have to stay here until I tell you you have to move, then it becomes permanent. Because Gemara uses that pasuk also by Binyan and Stira. By Binyan and Stira, Gemara says, normally you don't have Stira unless you have to. Forget about it. Never mind.
No, that's exactly correct. That's the limud. Yes. That the Mishkan, it's always Makaimai.
That's correct.
Very good.
But I just don't want to go through it. The Gemara says this pasuk, I'll be Yachnum, I'll be Yiso.
Right. So the point is that Rashi had to create a scenario where the guy was at the very, very what? The very beginning of the Machane. Because he needs him to transverse Gimel per size. Mashma that Tchumim is Doraisa, but only Gimel per size. So is Rashi like the Rambam? The Minchas Chinuch says no. Because Rashi in Chagiga and in Yuma that we learned today says Tchumim Derabana. So you cannot pin on Rashi the Shitas HaRambam. That is the essence of the Minchas Chinuch.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.